AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the new coronavirus vaccine from Johnson & Johnson is promising in attempts to fight off variants of the virus.
So even though the vaccine itself was not specifically directed against those variants, it did extremely well when it came to preventing severe critical disease.
The one-dose vaccine is in the process of being distributed. Dr. Rochelle Walensky at the CDC said at today's White House briefing, the seven-day average shows the number of coronavirus cases is rising, the number of deaths rising as well.
Please hear me clearly. At this level of cases with variant spreading, we stand to completely lose the hard-earned ground we have gained. These variants are a very real threat to our people and our progress. Now is not the time to relax the critical safeguards that we know can stop the spread of COVID-19 in our communities, not when we are so close.
Walensky says she's worried about recent decisions by states to roll back coronavirus restrictions. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says it's 1 year ago today that the city reported its first coronavirus case.
It's amazing. This has been the longest year in the history of the city. Longest year, the toughest year.
With cases falling, de Blasio also announced New York will bring entertainment back at 200 locations around the city. California Governor Gavin Newsom and state legislative leaders reached an agreement aimed at getting most public school children back in classrooms by the end of this month. An American father and son, Michael and Peter Taylor, wanted by Japan for aiding former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn's escape from the country in a box, were handed over to Japanese custody, ending their months-long battle to stay in the U.S. They were arrested in May in Boston. Senate Democrats are considering reshaping parts of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill passed by the House. This is AP News. People in parts of Appalachia have been soaked by heavy rain.
Parts of Kentucky, Tennessee, and West Virginia have been getting pummeled. The heavy rain has led to water rescues, mudslides, road closings, and power failures. In Tennessee, a truck carrying four adults and a baby slid off a bridge, but fortunately, they were rescued. In Wolfe County, Kentucky, the sheriff rescued four adults and a toddler from a vehicle trapped in floodwaters by using a tractor with a front-end loader. Some schools have closed or delayed classes, and power got knocked out for tens of thousands of people in Kentucky and West Virginia. High water and mudslides have been blocking roads in the region. I'm Rita Foley.
His lawyer says a court in Pakistan granted bail to a Christian man convicted in 2018 while still a teenager of insulting Islam by posting a picture of Islam's holiest site on social media. Domestic and international human rights groups say blasphemy allegations have often been used to intimidate religious minorities. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.